Today's message starts with Robert bringing the reading from Matthew chapters 21, verses 23 and 27, and Matthew 28, 19 and 20. The message is brought to us by James Condon, and his message from the All In series is titled, Of All Authority. Let's now listen to James.
Morning, everyone. The reading is from Matthew 21, from verse 23. Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. By what authority are you doing these things, they asked. And who gave you this authority? Jesus replied, I will ask you one question. If you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I'm doing these things. John's baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven or from men? They discussed it among themselves and said, If we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, we're afraid of the people, for they all hold that John was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, We don't know. Then Jesus said, Neither will I tell you by what authority I'm doing these things. And then in chapter 28, from verse 19, Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
There it is, all authority. There was a time when I had great authority. Now, not everybody knows my journey or my story, but on the 2nd of April 2011, I was appointed as the Territorial Commander of the Salvation Army for the Australia Eastern Territory. Now, not all of you understand Salvation Army jargon or language, so that means I was responsible for the Salvation Army in New South Wales, Queensland, and the Australian Capital Territory. And on receiving that appointment and taking office, I was given a memorandum of appointment. Now, that was a document which I can't find, by the way. I think I might have chucked it out when I retired. But yeah, I can't find it, but it's interesting. It came from London. The general is the world leader of the Salvation Army. The only position in the Salvation Army that's voted on, the general. As it happens, it was General Linda Bond, who'd previously been the commissioner, that I'd worked with. She sent me a letter of appointment along with this memorandum of appointment, this black covered document, which was signed by the General Linda Bond. It had a wax seal on it, and it was signed by the Salvation Army's international lawyers in London. And so I read it through, and I realised that I had a lot of authority and a lot of power. Territorial Commander. Now, I looked up the yearbook this morning because there was a period of time where they started to change their terminology. So Jan and I were known as Territorial Leaders. But I notice in the book, the yearbook, it still gives the title to the man as the Territorial Commander. All right? Oh, but in most cases, the man. I thought about all the power and authority that I had, that which came with that memorandum of appointment. Did I exercise it? Well, the first thing I did was this. I didn't like the title Territorial Commander, right? So I took it off all the letterheads, right? And I just signed everything, James Condon Commissioner, because because I just thought it was this term, Territorial Commander, was so archaic. So I said to my secretary, take it off the letters and that, and I'll just sign them as James Condon Commissioner when I need to. Did I exercise all the authority and power that I had? No. I know that. And that was very much to do with my leadership style, because I was a consultative leader and I spoke with the team. However, there were times when I had to make the decision, and I listened to those around the board table, wouldn't I, says? You're going to say yes? I hope you are. I'll leave Jan out of it just for this minute, because she sat with me at the boardroom table. But yes, I was a consultative leader, but you could listen to the opinions in the room, and then the point would come, and you had to make the decision, right? I don't think I ever said I am the territorial commander. No. Stay out of it. Now, all that authority and all that power has gone. It's gone through the shredder in one sense. Anyway, we can't find it, and I think that's what I did with it when I retired. What about this authority that I still have? I stand before a couple to be married, and I say, by the authority vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife together. A lot of authority in that. Think about it. That I can say that to a couple standing before me at a wedding ceremony. By the authority vested in me. The word authority is a strong word. It is filled with meaning. And when we hear the word authority, there is a certain force about that word, and it can be rather intimidating. We talk about the authorities we should have respect for, and maybe we stand in awe of some authorities, or maybe even we fear some authorities. The word authority indicates permission, privilege, power, rule, control, and influence. And when someone is given authority, it is usually over other people. Great authority, great power. As has already been said during kids' time, authority in government, police, school, parents. Indeed, we all have, or still have, authority. But there is one authority that surpasses all other authorities. And so in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, we read Jesus saying, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and earth." What an amazing claim. All authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. All privilege, all power, all permission, all right. And when Jesus concluded the Sermon on the Mount, it says in Matthew 7, verse 28, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority. He taught with authority. In their particular culture, that particular day, he didn't quote from anyone else. He didn't get the truth from the rabbis. He didn't use commentaries. He spoke with authority. Wow. He taught them as one having authority. In Matthew chapter 9, another reference, Jesus healed a paralyzed man and forgave his sins. And the crowd saw it and marveled and glorified God, saying, God has given him authority. He had authority to do whatever he wanted to do. Would you like that? He had authority to do whatever he wanted to do. He had authority to heal every disease. He had authority to forgive sin. And in Mark chapter 1 and verse 22, another reference, again in Capernaum, in the synagogue, he taught, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes, or not as the teachers of the law, as it says in some translation. And then in the very same place, he confronts a demon-possessed man, or a man with an unclean spirit, and he healed the man, casting out the spirit. And verses 27 and 28 say, the people were so amazed that they asked each other, what is this? What is this? A new teaching? And with authority, he even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him. And the scripture says in that verse, news spread about him quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Yes, Jesus had authority to heal the sick, to forgive sins, and to cast out demons. How great is our God? Our God. Get it? Our God. We sang it. Get it this morning. How great is our God? In thinking about the authority of Christ, all authority is given unto me, it's helpful to consider two words, and the first is the word dunamis, which the Bible translates, or we translate as power, and the second word is the word exousia, which the Bible translates as power and authority, and indeed the commentators, I'm not Jesus, so I look at a commentary, the commentators say that it's best translated authority. So when Jesus is said to have authority, we're not just talking about power, but we're talking about privilege and right. Right. The right to do it, to act. Who gave Jesus this authority? Well, he said, all authority is given unto me. But who? Look at some verses with me. Matthew 11, 27. All things have been handed... Whoops, I looked and looked. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. Or John 3, 35. The Father loves the Son and has given him all things into his hand. Or Ephesians 1, 20, 21. God raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Or in John 17, verse 2, for you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to those you have given him. This speaks of absolute authority in the great mission of Jesus. The great mission of Jesus. He came to give us life in all its fullness, and no one else can do that. Authority. 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 Well, how much? All, he says. All. All. All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Authority to act, not just to enjoy the right, but authority to act. Here's some more verses. John 1, 3. All things were made through him, and without him was nothing made that has been made. Hebrews 1, 3. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Or Colossians 1, 7, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Perhaps we need to just stop and think about that sometimes when we look at the world in which we're living. He holds it all together. And sometimes when it's falling apart, we need to remind ourselves of that, or even our own world, if you like. He's the governor of nature. We read about that in Colossians earlier this morning. And in Luke 8, 25, what did they say? Who is this man that even the winds and the waves obey him? We see the extent of his authority in the oversight and governance of all affairs of history. And that is why we call him King of Kings. King over all kings. And Revelation 17, 14 says, they will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is Lord of lords and King of Kings. King of Kings. He had authority over disease. Acts 10:38 says, he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. And then, as we sang about it this morning in several of our songs, his triumph over death and our death as well. Think about these great words that encourage us in our walk this morning. Romans 8:35 to 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Remember that. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And this verse, or these two verses, should not be just read at funerals. Death is swallowed up in victory. That's the authority of Jesus. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, because of his authority, we don't need to be afraid of death. Jesus has absolute authority and power over the mission of the church and evangelism. What did he say? This gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then will the end come. Remember that. And the great words of Jesus, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The enemy can't win in the end. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God's mission will not fail. So how much authority is included in all authority in heaven and earth? The risen, reigning King of Kings and Lord of Lords reigns over this world. Good morning, Amani. How are you? Good to see you. All authority. And he says in Isaiah 46, I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the beginning from the end, from ancient times what still is to come. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. Listen to this. This is a great, great final word to stand on this morning. My purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. What authority. My purpose will stand and I will do all that I please, God says. Oh, that we might stand amazed and full of faith and unshakable boldness at the authority of Jesus Christ over the world and the unstoppable mission of God. All authority is his. Now, what's that all got to say to us today? My special private typist, when she typed this, said to me, it's a bit heavy. Not me, the message. The question is, what's it got to do with us today? All authority. Jesus spoke and did what God told him to say and do. And he revealed God the Father to the people of the day. Through his word, through his power. And he still does it today. That's what I want to say. He still does it today. He reveals God through his word, through the demonstration of his power, through the transforming power of Jesus to heal, to forgive sin, to save, to cast out demons. we open our hearts to him, to receive him as Saviour, as Lord, as Master, as King. But the key question is, have we submitted to his authority? Have we? Or are we still struggling with that? Have we submitted to his authority, our lives to him? Have we given our lives to him? Our will surrendered to his will. You know, the shortest creedal affirmation found in the New Testament is Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And I want you to sing it this morning. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. It means submission to his authority, to his will, to his sovereignty. In the story of the resurrection in John chapter 20 and verse 28, Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." My Lord and my God. After he doubted, after he questioned, he just simply said, "My Lord and my God." And Paul writes in Romans 10:9, if you believe with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I've had a wonderful weekend. I was in a youth meeting in Canberra Friday night that went till 10:30, and young people got saved. I saw salvations there. This is a great verse. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Are you saved? For Jesus was given all authority that you might be saved. Jesus was given all authority that your sins might be forgiven. Jesus was given all authority that you might be healed. Jesus was given all authority that demons might be cast out. And your need could be any of those this morning, to be saved. Your need could be healing. Your need could be deliverance. Your need could be forgiveness. And it's here, available because of the authority of Jesus and the power that was given to Jesus by God. It's here, it's available. Here's our place of prayer. And we're going to sing together, He is Lord. But I want to invite you this morning to use this place of prayer to come and stand here under the cross, or come and kneel here. Someone will pray with you if you want them to, but if you want to pray by yourself, that's fine. But all authority, the authority of Jesus, is here this morning for these things and much more. He is Lord. Let's sing it together. And those that should come this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, I say to you, stand up and come. Do it. Do it. This is God's moment, God's timing for you as we sing.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like to know more of our services, are on Sunday at the Caloundra Salvos, 119 Sugarbag Road, Little Mountain, at 10 o'clock. Thank you.